Hello, friends. Welcome to the Leg Life Podcast. My name is Adam.
My name is Sherry.
Sherry Beth, what episode is this?
63.
I think that's probably right. And the reason we don't really know is that we're recording this in a very different location.
Yeah.
We are recording this not in our studio. Sherry Beth, where are we?
We're in our car.
We're stuck in traffic. We're in the Jeep, stuck in traffic. And I had the thought, you know what? I did this once before by myself. What if we did this together?
Yeah.
A road trip podcast. This isn't really a road trip. This is more a stuck in traffic podcast.
Stuck in traffic podcast.
So the first time I did this was on a road trip that I did in 2019,
I think.
We didn't do the podcast in 2019.
No, I don't know then.
I have no clue. 2020, I think it was. No, okay. It was 2021.
I don't know.
Wow. We really pay attention, you guys.
Yeah, we're really good at this.
Super good at this. And basically what a road trip podcast is, an in-the-car podcast, kind of is just a stream of thought podcast. Like, we are not talking about a specific topic. We probably will talk about many a specific topics.
Sure.
And so we are just going to start. We're just coming home from the vintage market in Palmer, Alaska.
Yes.
And on the way home, some of you guys will have already seen this vlog. On the way home, we stopped this little lake, like a little pullout. And the main reason we stopped was that Sherry could get used to a new camera we bought.
Yes, we got a new camera, mostly because we live in a really beautiful place and we don't have the proper equipment to get good pictures of it.
There have been so many times. Now, here's the thing. We have iPhone cameras, we have like vlogging cameras, but we don't have any real good photography cameras.
Yeah.
And there
we
have been.
Now.
We do now. There have been a number of times that we've really wished we would have had one. And so we finally got one. Sherry is the primary photographer between the two of us.
Yeah.
I do film photography stuff, but you have a really good eye. You have a really creative eye for photographs.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And so I actually want to start by talking about that. Is photography something you've always liked? Is it something you've always felt good at? Or is it something you've kind of discovered?
It's something I've kind of discovered. It's something that I have always liked. I was the one, you know, so we grew up in the analog age where, you know, you had to like send your photos to wherever and get them developed and, you know,
the best.
The whole thing. Digital photos were not really a thing when I was growing up. But I was always the one who had like rolls and rolls and rolls and rolls and rolls of film. And it was usually like two or three decent pictures out of that whole roll. but I've always just like enjoyed it.
Is there a part of the photography process that you enjoy the most? Like, why do you enjoy it?
I'm artistic and I like to see, I feel like I see things a little bit differently than other people. I see things in color. I see things in like positive and negative space. And I feel like taking pictures, I can sort of capture like glimpses of that. I feel like I have a good eye for that kind of stuff.
I completely agree with you. Just so you know, like, you really are a great photographer and you see things that I don't see. And what I love about when you have a camera is that based on the images that you take, I get to see, it's almost like I get an opportunity to look through your eyes
yeah.
at the way you see the world.
Yeah.
And I love that.
And so, I feel like I'm a detailed kind of person. Like, I love these big sweeping landscapes, but I also enjoy like just the tiny details of things.
Well, you'll take like a photo of an entire mountain range.
Yep.
And then you'll take like a photo of the most random leaf.
Or moss on a tree.
Or moss on a tree, something
yeah.
like that. You see
yeah.
things both very big and very small.
And the color is, I think, what always strikes me. Like, that's what I always see first, especially with like the detail kind of stuff, is like the moss on a tree. Like, there's just, you know, this, a whole tree of brown and then this one little patch of green.
Well, and that's what's unique to me about the way you take photos is that it's either big or small. Like,
yeah.
the in-between, the medium-sized stuff, you don't take photos of.
No.
You take photos of, like, the vast and big things, or, like, the very detailed and, like, almost, like, nuanced things.
And I think that's how I see the world in general.
Interesting.
I think that is, I see big picture, and I see the tiny details to get there. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, but like everything in between is not what you see.
No.
That's kind of fascinating.
Yeah.
So as you think about, we kind of have two big trips coming up, which is what caused us to sort of pull the trigger on the camera now.
Yes.
We have our Alaska cruise, and then we have our Fiji trip.
Yes.
When you think about the cruise and you think about Fiji and then you think about photography, mm-hmm. like what are you excited about with those trips?
Well, our cruise is here in Alaska and we haven't done an Alaskan cruise before. And so I'm really excited to have a good camera to be able to get some of those big sweeping landscapes.
Yeah.
And then in Fiji, I'm actually excited about like the detailed stuff, like getting pictures of the flowers and that kind of detail stuff in Fiji.
Like shells on a beach.
Yes.
Those kind of things.
Yes.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And one of the things we're hoping to do, because I also love photography, like photography is something that we both really enjoy.
You're good at it too.
Thank you. And I do feel like I'm good at it. You're without a doubt better at it than I am. is that we'd actually like to kind of create some, I don't want to say products, because products aren't like my heart behind this.
No.
But we live in such a beautiful state and we are fortunate to experience such beautiful places that we'd love to be able to capture items and then turn those into things.
Yeah,
right?
I agree.
Things like postcards, things like stickers or calendars, like mm-hmm. just kind of, I don't know, put these things to use in some way.
Yeah, and even just like prints and stuff that we could, I don't know, sell or donate or something. Like.
Yeah, just to do something with them.
Yep.
Because we both love photography, we love creating, but we also would like to actually do something with that.
I think so, yeah.
And so I think that's one of our goals. Who knows when that will happen.
Right.
So Sherry, we started talking about photography, which kind of led us into our upcoming trips.
Yes.
I want to skip the Alaska cruise trip because we've made a couple of videos about that. I want to jump right to Fiji.
Okay.
We have not talked about Fiji since we made the video on YouTube announcing we were going.
Right.
We are now, let's see, what month are we in now? March? April? We're in May. Wow, May.
Yep.
June, July, August, September. So we are 4 months away
from
going to Fiji.
Which is crazy.
How are you feeling?
Part of me, just because we have other things planned before that, part of it just feels really far away still.
Yeah.
But realizing that it is only 4 months away is also a little bit like, heh.
Yeah.
A little panic-inducing, I guess, because there's not a lot to do, but kind of.
As far as getting ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually feel pretty good. We are going to make kind of a Fiji update video, but it will probably be after our Alaska cruise. But we have a lot of details finalized. Like, we have our resort booked, finally.
Yeah.
So that's done and taken care of, which is a huge relief.
Yep, we're really excited about where we're staying, too.
We are, and you know, there's a lot of different ways to do a vacation like this. You could jump all, I mean, because Fiji is like all of these different islands. It's not one island called Fiji, right? It's this collection of islands.
There's like 300 islands.
And so it's like, well, where do you go?
Right.
Right? And so there's one option. It's like, well, spend a couple days here, a couple days there, a couple days here, try to see as much as possible. But we kind of go back to, remember, the reason that we're able to do this is because of the gift, the grant that we received. And the goal of that, the heart of that, is that we have to use it on rest and relaxation.
Right. So go, go, go is not really the point.
Exactly. And that's kind of how we normally travel. Like 3 days here, 4 days here, 3 days here. We kind of move a lot.
Yeah.
We've never really spent an extended period of time in one location.
No, we haven't.
And so as we were looking at Fiji and booking that, one of the values that we really did want was, you know what, let's stay in one place the whole time.
Yes. So that's kind of what we're doing. And we'll go into more detail later, but we are staying in one place the whole time and then planning like smaller day trips.
Yep. Kind of excursions out, because we also, it's really important to us that we get out and experience like actual culture.
Right.
You know, and some of that is because we live in Alaska and we see a lot of people who come to Alaska, and I don't want this to sound like a knock, but they experience the tour company's Alaska.
Right.
Not real Alaska.
Right.
You know, and so I know that can happen in Fiji as well. And so we're like, you know what, we don't want to stay in and just experience the resorts Fiji. We want to get out and we want to experience like actual villages, and we right. want to see other islands
and meet the people and
completely
right, see their culture.
Yep. And so staying at one resort actually gives us the ability to take trips to places we wouldn't see otherwise,
right,
while also having a really relaxing vacation,
kind of having a home base.
Totally.
Yep.
So we're gonna get to go and experience a lot and see a lot, but hopefully really, really feel relaxed.
Yeah.
Now, we also had a couple other things that were important to us is that when booking our resort, is we didn't want to feel like we were staying in a typical hotel room.
Right. Because we can kind of do that anywhere.
Totally.
So we wanted something that was gonna be a little bit different. And I think we accomplished that.
We did. The resort we're staying in, we got a private, they call them burets.
It's like a
bungalow.
Bungalow.
It's like a private bungalow. It's not one of those over-the-water bungalows. Those are astronomically expensive.
Yes. We did look at that. But
yep, we did look at that.
They were a lot more expensive than we were expecting.
We could have done them for a couple nights, and yeah. we actually talked about that. Maybe we do over-the-water a couple nights, but then it goes back to the whole we're moving, and that doesn't sound relaxing.
Right.
So we have our own private bungalow. It is beachfront, like oceanfront, mm-hmm. right out, a view of the ocean right out of our window.
Yep.
Which sounds crazy.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we're going to take you guys all along with that. But again, we'll talk more about that as Fiji gets closer.
Yeah.
Only 4 months away, though.
That's kind of crazy. I hadn't really thought about that. Like, part of it just feels so far away, but it's not.
Well, I think it goes back to what you said. It feels far away because there's so many other things that are closer
right.
that, like, our attention has been focused on.
Yeah.
Like the Alaska cruise. So, let's talk about that just for a minute.
Okay.
You have been to Skagway. You've been to Juneau.
Uh-huh. Not been to Ketchikan.
You've not been to Ketchikan. So with Skagway and Juneau, are you excited or are you a little bit bummed because we're going back to places you've been before?
No, I'm excited because I do really like Juneau, and I'm excited to be able to spend a whole day there. And then I'm also excited to see Skagway again. I'm excited to see Skagway with a cruise ship because we were there and there was no cruising. And so I'm excited to kind of see the town kind of come alive. When we were there, it was very closed up. There's a lot of things that just weren't open because there weren't any really tourists.
Yeah, there were a lot of independent travelers, but like not many. There were no ships last year, really.
Right.
So that's what I'm excited about, too, is to experience Juneau and Skagway when ships are in with lots of people.
Yeah.
Kind of like when it's all systems go.
Yeah.
You know,
when all the businesses are open and things are hopping. And
yep.
Yep.
That's exactly right. So that trip is all planned. All the details for that are done. We actually have a trip coming up before both of those, though. It is the next trip we're going on.
Yes.
We're going to Kodiak, Alaska.
For the Crab Fest.
Yes.
I'm super excited about that.
You've never been to Kodiak?
I've never been to Kodiak, and I'm really excited to go during the Crab Fest because hello, crab.
Yeah, we so we're actually staying with our friends Ben and Amanda, who are bringing their food truck down there for Crab Fest. And we have a rental car while we're down there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to be able to just go explore Kodiak, take you guys along, make some travel stuff while we're down there.
Yep.
And just get to see this part of Alaska that Sherry's never been. I've been there a couple of times, maybe even a few times. I'm trying to remember. I think I've been to Kodiak 3 times.
Okay.
Now that I think about it. Most of them were for work. And so I think 2 of the 3. Whoa.
Oh, you guys, we're going to get some rain.
It just started raining. That was hilarious. Also, sorry if the audio is like super loud and road noisy.
Oh,
that's kind of what you get. Holy cow. There was like a giant,
like cage.
Like it almost looked like a, you guys know those metal dog cages?
Like a dog kennel.
Like a dog kennel. You're right in the middle of the road.
Yep.
Wow.
Yikes.
This almost turned into the Adam and Sherry die podcast. So I'm glad it didn't. The road that we're driving on right now, just so you know, if you're familiar with Alaska, is we're driving from Palmer to Anchorage. We are getting close to Anchorage now. We drove this probably 3 weeks ago with Deanna and Marshall.
Yep.
And it was gray, brown, no leaves on the trees yet.
Tons of snow still on the mountains.
It felt very... Would dead be an appropriate word?
Yeah, like nothing had really started to come back to life yet.
Yeah, totally. Now, it's totally different.
It's very green, thanks to the rain.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. There's a lot of the snow has melted from the mountains.
Yep. In fact, right now it's raining. I don't know if you guys can hear it. And it's beautiful and sunny. So there's probably a rainbow somewhere. But I don't see it.
Yeah, there's like a rain cloud right over us and it's raining, but like everywhere else around us is sunny and bright.
All right, Sherry, you're going to get a glimpse right now into how my brain works.
Oh, no.
In these kind of podcasts.
Okay.
Because since it's a train of thought, sometimes a word or a phrase leads you into the next topic.
Okay.
So we were talking about the rain, talking about the sun. I said the word rainbow, which made me think of Kacey Musgraves' song.
Okay.
And that made me think of when I saw Kacey Musgraves at Austin City Limits. But then I also saw that she is going to be at Austin City Limits this year.
Yeah.
I am a huge fan of the lineup at Austin City Limits this year.
Yeah, there's a lot of really great people that I would love to see.
Yeah, normally a music festival is not like... A lot of the lineups aren't necessarily filled with your kind of music.
Right.
But this year...
This year it really is. It still doesn't really make me want to go because it's... I'm just not into, like, the music festival kind of thing.
But hold on. Here's my question. Have you ever been to a music festival?
No, I haven't. But even just, like, you, like, FaceTiming me and, like, talking about it, it just seems like there's just going to be a lot more people than I like to be around. And you're on your feet for a lot longer than I can actually handle. And so it just doesn't sound like something that I would enjoy.
Okay, so I'm not going to try to convince you to go to Austin City Limits with me. However, you can bring your own camping chair.
Okay.
That you can, like, sit.
Just park.
And the stages are so big, they have screens. You don't have to be at the front of the stage. So you can just say, you know what? We're going to hang out back here, like, behind the big smash of people. And we're just going to sit in our camp chair. And we're going to listen to Kacey Musgraves, and we're going to listen to the Dixie Chicks, and we're going to listen to...
It's just the Chicks now.
Oh, sorry, the Chicks. Pink is one of the headliners. Yeah. Carly Rae Jepsen is there.
Yeah.
And so we're just going to, like, listen to them from a distance. Just that. Now, there is still a bunch of walking because there's lots of different stages, and there's still a lot of people. But do you think there's any chance you could be convinced to go to Austin City Limits?
I don't know.
Wow, really?
I don't know.
Okay, is there an artist that would play at Austin City Limits that would have, and not just one, let's say three artists. Let's say Austin City Limits announces they have Taylor Swift, Celine Dion, and Barbara Streisand.
Oh, God.
With special guest Bette Midler.
Oh, boy.
Sherry.
No, I mean, honestly, like... I'm not really a big concert person either, and I think because of the noise and because of the crowds, it's a lot of, like, overstimulation for me.
Okay, that's fair.
And, like, an entire day of that I would be so dead. Like, I'm exhausted after a 3-hour concert. Like, done.
Oh, no, this is a 3-day festival.
Correct. Right. Like, I'm done after 3 hours, and I don't... Like,
yeah.
The cost of getting in is not worth the amount of time I would be able to spend there. Like, I would have to leave.
That's a good point. Actually, that's really true.
Because it's just too much.
You would be overwhelmed. In fact, I do remember thinking that when I went to Austin City Limits, that there are a few elements of the experience that I think you would actually enjoy.
Probably.
However, the vast majority of it, you would not enjoy. And... you would pay the price for several days with, like, chronic pain kind of stuff.
Right.
So, yeah. Just not worth it.
That's kind of where I'm at.
What is going on here? There's a whole bunch of people alongside the road.
Bikes.
Oh, it's a bike gang. it's just a family riding bikes. I just assume anytime there's three or more bikes, instantly it's a bike gang.
Sure, probably.
Okay, fine. Austin City Limits off the table. But here's the thing. It always falls on or around Sherry's birthday.
True.
Which makes it difficult for me because if I want to go, I went 1 year and I feel like I have continued to pay the price.
Because I had to spend my 38th birthday alone.
Yeah, but isn't that kind of a gift to you?
I mean, it wasn't terrible. We did a birthday dinner with a bunch of my girlfriends, which was super awesome.
Didn't Amanda bring you a lemon cake?
She did. It was decorated like unicorn, like galaxy crazy. Yeah.
So let me just make an argument here.
Okay.
You got to spend your 30th birthday with all girlfriends who you love and who love you.
Yeah.
Women who are important to your life and who you are important to. You got the kind of cake that you want.
Yeah.
And you didn't have to listen to me yammer on for several days.
But the problem is still that you're my favorite person and you're actually who I want to spend my special times with. And like my birthday is one of those special times, and I like actually on my birthday itself, I didn't do anything.
So what I'm hearing is that I'm not allowed to go to Austin City Limits.
Well,
dang it. As you guys know, we just entered Anchorage. We're still on the highway. We're driving through a part of town called Mountain View. Mountain View, it's actually got an interesting history. Back in like 86, I think, it was named like best neighborhood in the USA. Since then, it definitely has taken a worse. It's one of the neighborhoods that people say to avoid. Personally, I love Mountain View. I would live in Mountain View. It has some amazing restaurants. West Berlin, which is an amazing German restaurant, is there.
Yeah.
Houlihan's, amazing island Polynesian food is there. Red Apple Market, which is maybe one of the best ethnic grocery stores in Anchorage, is there. I just love it.
It's one of the most diverse neighborhoods in America.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. And in fact, I think it may be, someone Googled this, I know it used to be, the most ethnically diverse neighborhood in the United States. And that's one of the things that people don't expect about Anchorage, where we live, is that it is such an ethnically diverse place. The last study that I saw was 6 of the 10 most ethnically diverse high schools in the U.S. were in Anchorage, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think when people think about Alaska or Anchorage, they think about diversity.
Yep.
But it's interesting because I went to high school here, and I went to a pretty diverse high school, and my high school experience, I never viewed as unique or different. That's just the way that we did it.
Right.
Like we were just all together and we were all people and we all got along and we all...
My high school in the Midwest was not diverse.
You mean to tell me that Leo Junior Senior High School in Leo, Indiana... Correct. Was not that diverse.
It was not very diverse.
Okay, it may not have been diverse, but I do want to talk. This leads into the next topic.
Oh boy.
You did have some interesting things in high school. Like, talk about drive your tractor to work day or something.
Okay, we never had that at our high school, but one of the high schools in our school system. So our school system was East Allen County Schools.
Okay.
EACS and...
represent.
Yep. And some of the high schools in that system did have drive your tractor to school day.
So
because we were kind of out in the middle of nowhere, even Leo is pretty far out from city stuff. So we were out kind of in Amish country, and a lot of people did have tractors.
Yep. Fort Wayne would be the biggest town close to where you were.
Yep. And that was about 15 to 20 minutes
away. I for sure ran that red light. Sorry.
You really did.
It's okay. I'm recording a podcast. We're good, Sherry.
All right.
I think there's a law that says they can't give you a ticket if you break a driving law, a traffic law, while recording a podcast.
Oh, I don't know that that's a thing.
We'll see. So Fort Wayne, biggest city near kind of where you went to high school.
Yep.
You mentioned Amish.
Yes.
You grew up kind of with the Amish, right?
Yes. I went to school with them through 8th grade. We did have several Amish kids in our class. They only go to school through 8th grade.
Now, if they choose to continue going to school past 8th grade, can they? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. I think no. I think it's just not an option for them.
Because by 8th grade, after they finish 8th grade, they're sort of... to the age where they can now help out at home, on the farm, with family business, all that stuff.
Yes.
Okay. We are driving through downtown Anchorage right now, just so you guys know.
Yep.
And I am pretty fascinated by the Amish. I don't know if we've told this story. I think we have, maybe on a live stream. For one of my birthdays, we actually were in Indiana. Mm-hmm. And Sherry's family knew just kind of my obsession with the Amish and way of life and just intrigued by that.
Yep.
And so for my birthday gift, they actually arranged for me to spend the day with an Amish family on their farm.
Yeah.
And it was so unbelievably fascinating.
Yeah. So we got to like actually hang out with them all day, and like they made us this huge dinner.
Oh my gosh. So much food.
So much food. Delicious. All of it.
And they were so kind.
Yep.
And they just were so nice. They did have a ton of questions about us, about Alaska, where we're from.
Keeping in mind that none of them went to school past eighth grade, so their viewpoint of Alaska was a little bit off.
Yep, they thought like it was an island. They couldn't figure out how we got there. Mm-hmm. You know, they were confused that you could drive from Alaska, that kind of stuff. So there were a lot of things that we got to educate them, but there were a lot of things they got to educate us.
Yeah.
And I just remember spending the day with them and just leaving with such an appreciation. Now, no doubt there are lots of issues in that culture, as there are in every culture. But they were just so nice, and they were so open to answering like every question that I had.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was the coolest thing. So Sherry, mm-hmm. This is your first ever. Oh, there's the Captain Cook Hotel we got married at.
Yes. That's nice.
It is nice.
I like that hotel.
You like what?
I like the hotel.
I like our wedding more. Wow, Sherry. Sorry you chose the hotel over our wedding.
Oh, okay.
So
we also got engaged there.
We did. It's a very important building for us.
Yep.
This is your first road trip podcast.
Yes.
How long do you think this episode is right now?
I don't know.
If you had to guess.
20 minutes.
27 minutes.
Oh.
Amazing, right?
Yeah.
So, I
will say you're a lot better at this than me, because your, like, stream of consciousness, like, your stream of thought.
Yeah.
Is, I don't know if it's more active than mine, but, like, I also feel like my brain is weird, and, like, I don't know what to talk about. Like, if people are like, hey, tell me what you're thinking, like, I'm always thinking 8,000 things at once, and I don't know how to, like, tell you what I'm thinking.
Here's how I will explain that. I think that our brains move at the same speed, obviously, right? I think my mouth moves faster. Like, that's the way I would describe it, is that like our brains move at equal speeds. My mouth just does not stop. And
that
so
could be, but I mean, I really just feel like if people are like, what do you think about this? Like my brain like short circuits, like it just stops. And it's just like, I don't know. I don't have any words to say.
So you think that if it would just be you doing a podcast like this, that you would like not really know what to say next?
Right. I would never know like how to continue a conversation.
Here's the crazy thing. Like I could do this for hours.
I know.
Like hours and hours. And that's why I'm like, oh, we're almost to 30 minutes. I got to stop. I don't want to stop. I want to keep driving and keep going. but I'm not going to. So friends, I hope you guys enjoyed this. I know it's very different. Last week we missed a podcast, and I thought, you know what? We need to be better about recording
before,
earlier.
Yeah.
Rather than like, oh, it's Friday night or Saturday morning, and we forgot a podcast.
Yeah.
And so I thought, you know what? We're driving. We have an opportunity. Let's record.
Yeah.
So we did.
Good job.
Thank you. All right. So here's what I want to know. Head over to YouTube. Type in Leg Life Podcast number one. Click subscribe over there on YouTube for the Leg Life Podcast, and then find this episode and leave us a comment in the comment section. And I want to know, favorite thing we talked about today in this random butt podcast. What was the favorite thing we talked about? Favorite thing we touched on? Did you learn anything new about either of us? Are any of you surprised that my mouth moves fast? Why would you laugh at me, Sherry?
It does.
I know. It doesn't stop. Friends, we love you guys. We'll see you next week on the next Leg Life Podcast. Bye.